and I want to welcome you to already week 9 of the Energy Language Basic course. And I mean, others maybe will drop in later, but I can open the space so far if there is anything you want to share or if you come with a question into this gathering. How did you experience the last shape, the quality of the dodecahedron? Did you find some time to build your relationship with it, to explore? And also the drawing process, how is this for you?
Process, and I've been doing it, although you just reminded me, I forgot to do the, I meant to sit down one day and draw it, and I went, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And I kind of forgot about it, actually. So I'll have to go back to the drawing board, because I've been using, I would go to YouTube and say, how do you draw like a square, a triangle? So I would watch the video and learn. And I forgot to do this one. I must say, I forgot.
But I mean, when you look at the drawings I post on the website, I guess you easily can see it. And really the main thing, so don't use a measurement tool or rub it 100 times. It's really the key is that before you start drawing, you totally connect with this shape. And from this connection, you draw it. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, if it's totally off, of course you can use a rubber, but don't be too, perfectionistic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you see also in my drawings, sometimes it's also funny when I look at them, I start maybe on the base with a shape bigger and then it becomes smaller, or some shapes are bigger than the others. And it's just kind of, it also shows, it gives you feedback. How maybe is this quality alive in your system right now? You know, do you vibrate fully in it, or is it tiny and you are a bit shy having it? Or, you know, and it's not about that it's totally perfectionistic. It's really in you relating to this quality, drawing it. That's the main thing. So it holds the energy you were receiving during the initiation, and it's not about if it looks perfect. Of course, a sphere should not look like a cube or so that you can realize it, but you know, it's I guess you get what I try to say. Yeah,
I do. My stuff looks pretty. I mean, I look like a grade 5 drawing. My drawings are very, even though I still follow, you know, this is pretty like elementary looking.
Yeah. So, but that's it. Yeah. That's it.
I have them all in my binder. I was actually reviewing them today, kind of looking at them, and I really like them. So I really do enjoy going back and looking at them. And
and you can use them till the rest of your life.
That's what I got to think about, how to go about using them and, you know, play with it at the end of the day.
And just out of my experience, it is that it's sometimes for periods, weeks and months, kind of really there with me every day, very present. And then I have periods where it's almost disappeared. I don't think of it. I don't use it. I don't apply it. But then kind of it comes in again and it goes in waves. I don't force it. I'm intuitively with it. And, but I can say, I mean, I know this teachings now since almost 15 years. but it was also many years of studying it. But I use it a lot in healing sessions, or when I kind of, when I'm in a period where I see that a lot is shifting, or I want to have more clarity, or just more energetic support in the process I'm in. Or I use them also. I mean, there is, if you think of continuing with these teachings, there are several ways to, because I call it the basics. It's really the basics. And from there, you can build a lot on. And in the more detailed teachings, you have access to the quality of 80 shapes and 144 colors. And I have them on little cards. So I have cards with 80 cards with 80 shapes and 144 cards with 144 colors. And I use them often like a tarot. So kind of when I'm in a situation where I think, I would love to either more know deeply what is going on or support, I just intuitively choose one shape and one color and work with it for a period of time. And you can already do this also with the set you have. I mean, you can already start it with I didn't mention that, but I find this amazingly helpful.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so say you, not that I don't really, I used to do like energy healing with crystals and that, but I'm just busy now with doing other things. But on occasion, somebody will be here and they'll want a treatment. So say somebody wants a treatment and this person is, feeling... say they're feeling like out of balance, not unloved, so that's their thing. They don't feel loved, they feel out of balance. Like I thought that these the initiations were only for us. How do we transfer that to somebody else that hasn't been initiated, using it on as a treatment for say somebody on the table? How would I incorporate that?
So there are different ways how you can use it, and it really depends on with which you resonate. I mean, if somebody comes for a healing session and is in a healing process, you can invite also the grid of healing, for example.
Okay.
Or the grid of balance, if someone is totally out of balance, or some of them. But how I, in the meantime, now use it is that I'm very empty, and I have this intention that I'm of support for the person to the highest good of them and of all. And then just be available for whatever comes through me and whatever shows up and whatever moves. So I do not consciously choose what I embody, but I'm more listening and receiving and then embodying what comes.
Okay.
But so it depends more what personality type you are, or with what you are comfortable. But you can really also trust that if you would embody something where the person does not have a resonance, you can't harm them. It went through, or it passes. It's never harming.
No, I understand that. I'm totally open to that. I am a conduit. That's what I love about energy healing, because I'm not in control. I just am the conduit and let the energy flow through me. But I just wonder if having, say, the grid of unconditional love or the grid of healing, maybe lay it under the table or just have it next to me, so I'm seeing it as I'm working on this person. I suppose that would be helpful, because I'm bringing it to the forefront of my mind. I suppose that would be a way to use it.
Yeah, you could do it like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also have a question. So I also played a little bit with the grid so that I have these on these cards here.
Wow.
And I use them also kind of as an how do you call it, an oracle. Mm-hmm. So that in the morning I just say, okay, what is now the most supporting quality? And then I choose one, so just, and then it's very interesting what happens. And so this is really also a great joy to play with this. And what I found out is that these shape grids really very, very beautiful fit together with meditation practice. I practice in the morning, especially it's a movement meditation. And after this meditation, it's so as if I, you know, can really, how can I say it? It's hard to describe for me sometimes in English. So then I have a different, let's say more intimate relationship to the grids. And even then when I can use a grid together with this movement meditation, and then I have the feeling that it's really more, even more, it gets in all my bodies.
Yeah.
So to say.
What I get when I listen to you, it lets them become really very alive and vital. So mm-hmm. for me, those grids are like beings. They are really like beings. It's not just a drawing or just yeah. knowledge. It's really like beings, like a fairy, like an animal, like, you know, it has substance, it has life, and what you just describes makes them really vibrate, very alive.
Yeah. Great. And my question would be then, is it also okay when I, for example, just play with two shapes instead of the seven grid? Yes. Let's say just a red cube and the green cube, without filling the other spaces then.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, what I said in the beginning, when I choose one shape and one color out of the cards I have, I only work with this shape and this color and just mm-hmm. sit in this information. And that's just another thing than really embodying a seven shape grid. It's just another way of working with it and using it and applying it. And what we will go next week into it is where you kind of learn how to set your personal grid in seven shapes where you choose that. So that's also a different thing. So what I kind of like with language, I show you different letters and how to build different words with it, different structures, use it differently. With words, you can kind of use writing a poem. You can use words writing a description of something. So you can use words also differently. And also, is it with this information, with the shapes and the colors? There are different ways how to use them, apply them, and work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I introduce you kind of in several ways, and it always gives me a lot of joy when I see that you also experiment and find your own way of being with them. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, and maybe it's changing over the years. I hope that this stays with you for until the rest of your life, kind of, but it can also be that it goes more in the background for a while. Yeah.
And I have one more thing. I think we have, I really, it was inspiring for me to explore also the feminine and masculine aspects of it, which was a question as well, or sharing, I think, of Olivia. And I think this would be something that I really love to explore. as I, for example, found something on YouTube, I was so inspired last Wednesday, how the geometry of the flower of life. So so with circles, how this relates to this geometric things like squares and everything that you can build, like the Platonic bodies
Platonic
or
solids, yeah.
yeah bo solids or these okay. And this was so exciting for me, and I would love to explore that maybe in a later course.
Yeah, and especially the Platonic solids, I intend to show you next time a few images which I took out of a movie where I just made some screenshots because it is beautifully in this movie. Where you can see how this Platonic solids totally fit exactly in this flower of life.
Yes, that
That's so touching. And you see or you sense that there is a perfection in that happening. Livia?
Yeah, I have a question. Because for the moment I've drawn like the grids, not all of them because I ran out of one of the colors, so I have to go buy one in the shop, and I live in the mountains, so I'm not in the shop a lot. But so I haven't done any of the just shapes on their own. Is that something you would A recommend, because you said that you then play with the shapes and the colors? And also because I've seen like in the on the website, like the weekly ones that are coming, they have always a color. Do you just choose the color by random? Could I just use whatever color or make them empty and then like combine them, like make them blacks, for example, with white on the inside to then have nothing and then choose like a color to put them together? Or because if I make them with a color, then it will be very specific already as if I just make the shape, no?
So the colors are really chosen randomly. That's correct. And I would always use a color in the shape because the shape without a color is lacking life. Because the color represents the emotional system and the shape itself more the mental. And when the mental and the emotional comes together, it really comes alive. And how I do it, for example, I on my cards, I have them in colors. Those are not all hand-drawn because they're very complex shapes in this 80, but I printed them out and then cut them and glue them on the paper, and they have colors. But when I choose another color, I kind of internally just see then this shape in this color, even though on paper it's in a different one.
So I could just like feel which color resonates to the shape right now in my life, and then maybe when I pull it out one day, I'm like, oh no, this should be green right now, and I just go into the frequency of it. Nice. Yeah, and I also would like to share from the last shape, the dodecahedron. I really resonated with the shape a lot because it has a lot of things that are a big part of my life. Like I work a lot with astrology, so you have like the 12 archetypes, 13 depends how you see it now, but really going like through those like 12 different faces or 12 different perspectives. And then also like the five, like resonating with the hands. I'm like a very handy person. I do a lot of things with my hands every day, and I really love and enjoy like using my hands. So I was really like relating a lot to that shape, and also like reflecting on the week. I can see that there were a lot of things being done with my hands, a lot of things, so many different things coming together. And yeah, really, really interesting. I can like put a lot of lines of similarity to my life from the shape.
Yeah, and it can really also, on a very subtle level, just open you to different perspectives. Where, as I mentioned last week, where you maybe not have to totally clear all the 12 aspects of the situation, but on a subconscious level, it just can open you to be aware, even subconsciously, of different aspects of a topic or a situation. Yeah, it's just giving you more perspectives. Yeah. Great. Okay.
Can I also share something, or is it time?
Please, Anne.
About the seven shade grids of optimism. The last months I had a big issue with vaccination from my children. I do not like it. And it was very hard to find a doctor who gives me that sheet of paper that it's okay, that they don't need it. And yesterday and today, there were two more doctors. I tried to get it. And yesterday I put this optimism in my system and fixed it. And it was so easy. It was so easy to get the sheet of paper. Now I have it. You know the word? Also, attest. Ärztliches Attest. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. And today also, there was a doctor who I became angry at the beginning because he doesn't want to help me. And inside of me, I thought, okay, Anne, get focused to the head, to the, how do you call it? Megaphone cone, get here with the big cone. And I got more clear. And the doctor also said, if you need some help, I will be there for you. And so this is what I experienced with this optimism.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Anne, that's really touching. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, because I know that it's sometimes difficult for you to come into this clarity, and it's just touching how you use it and how it supports you.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Great.
Well, that's a good idea. I never knew that. I never thought to do that. So you used the optimum grid, and then you added the beat cone and the megaphone.
In the optimism grid, there is, I think, here's the beak cone, and in the heart, and here's the megaphone cone. And while talking with the doctor, I focus on these qualities.
Okay.
So it worked better.
Okay, I see. Okay, so yeah, I got to go back to my reference. I get it now. The optimist has the beak and that cone in it. Where is my courage, joy? I have it all in the book. Okay, thank you for sharing.
This is kind of what. And this is kind of what I really also want to emphasize, that your communication gets more clear and more powerful and more aligned. Because when you embody that quality, which you speak and transport, it's much more powerful, you know, than when your system is kind of wobbly and somewhere and your words want to say that. But when that is in alignment, that is so powerful. And, you know, maybe powerful, this word can also be misunderstood. It can also be very tender. But in such an alignment that what you embody and what you speak and what you bring into a relationship and into a shared space is just congruent. It's not so mixed up. What we often have in exchanges and relationships is that we have a very chaotic space where what we feel and what we think and what we speak can be so different, where we sometimes also lack clarity and alignment just inside of us. And when we then speak to someone, that can kind of contribute to more confusion. And when this comes more and more in alignment, where your body, your thoughts, your feelings, and your words kind of are coming from one frequency. Yeah. Yeah, please just ask.
Hi, Poria. I will not turn on video because my internet connection is not so good here. So my question is following. I have sometimes a situations, for example, like my son, who is 2.5 years old, can get into a tantrum where he's screaming. And I am very sensitive to energy, so I easily pick up other people's energies, and especially when it's his. So what is, I was just thinking about it today, you know, what is my best strategy in using any of the shapes while, you know, unexpectedly, when his tantrum comes unexpectedly, at, you know, not at me, but in general, when anger is around me, like, is there something I can do in that moment so I don't pick it up, or at least, you know, diminish the impact on myself and stay a bit more focused, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what really can help, that when you become aware of your bodies for a moment where you just focus on yourself, just feel what your body feels, be with your emotions, be with your thoughts, then you are kind of focused in your own system. That already can kind of reduce the entanglement with someone else.
Okay.
Do you get that?
I see. Yeah, yeah, I see, I see. Like, be kind of mindful and in the body.
And just with the energy in yourself, you know, you could label that as egoistic, but just pull back the energy to your own system and make clear, okay, here is Irina. That's her system. The body feels this. There are these feelings, thoughts, and this is mine. And there is another person, my son. You are. And what you could also do intuitively, choose for him and for yourself a shape, kind of sitting in this shape. This also, again, gives you more the impression there is one universe and there is the other universe.
So, like, could I put myself in a cube, or that would not be the right solution?
That's kind of a bit extreme.
Good luck.
That's kind of very extreme. But what always works quite beautifully is a pyramid, for example.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
okay.
This also helps you balance and calm you more. And yeah. And really also just tune in the situation, what supports. And I mean, what also would help him, for example, because temper tantrum is kind of releasing energy and coming into flow, even though it can be for a mother quite difficult. But for the child, it's just like a burst energy freeing himself and coming into movement. And for example, a sphere could be good. Just put him in a sphere where it just can flow.
Okay.
And where you don't judge it, you know, it's it's so good when he is able to release the tension.
Oh, you would think, like, logically, yes, but when it starts, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm really breathing, you know, like, calm down. Trying to put myself into place, but okay, I will definitely try this strategy. Thank you so much. I wanted to see, you know, what I can experiment with, so mm-hmm. I will let you know. I'll definitely
let
try.
Us know. Yes,
yes, I will. Thank you. A cube for me and a sphere for him. We'll do that. Thank you.
Or as I said, maybe use a pyramid, because a cube.
Ah, yeah, yeah, not really, a cube, pyramid. I meant a pyramid. Yeah, indeed. A pyramid for me.
Can really kind of, just that you get it, can really isolate you more, so that he really kind of has difficulty to sense you because you are in such a big structure.
Yeah,
a pyramid.
And then I take it down, right? Like, visually, I imagine that I take it down as soon as it's all. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
What's a pyramid do again?
Pyramid is really harmony, balance, harmony, and integration. Yeah. All right. Good. So, do you feel ready to continue with more content? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so for today, there comes another new shape and two more seven figure grids. And what I received when I tuned in the session, that we really start the session more connecting with this tiny space in the sacred space of the heart. And what I also want to really make clear in the beginning as well, as in the description of the course, what I also say is that you will learn how to connect your heart and your mind. And it's kind of a very beneficial thing when you are able to do that and when you really use that, because our heart quality and heart intelligence is very useful, and our mind also has useful insights and is also very useful. And if you combine the two, it's kind of bringing together two very powerful aspects of who you are. And how you can do that, I found it when I heard about that and when I used it, I found it just so shocking that such a tiny thing can have such a big impact. But what you do to bring together your heart and your mind is that, and I will speak to that in the meditation, is that in a certain point, I ask you to put your tongue behind your front teeth so that the tip of your tongue touches the space just behind your front teeth softly, like that. And the tongue is the part of the body which grows out of the heart. When the fetus is built in the body of the mother, there is the heart, and out of the heart the tongue grows. And the tongue is the connection then, when you put it there, moving into your head and connecting the brain with your heart. And that's just a very simple movement which you can do when you kind of really want to combine your heart and your mind. And with mind, it's also not just your learned knowledge, it's really also your intuitive mind. So the whole spectrum of the mental plane, kind of, you connect with that, your heart, just putting the tip of the tongue there. And when we work with then later choosing the grid for you, we will apply that. And you can just, I also invite you to experiment in your life when you think of it, when it comes to your mind, and when you apply it. I just noticed that when I don't talk, when I'm just with me and when I'm silent, and especially when I meditate, I always have it like that. But I didn't know it before that it has a meaning, that it has an effect. So just want to address that, and so that you know how to do it when it comes later in the meditation. And it's not using a lot of pressure, it's just a soft touching, you know, a tiny touch of your tongue there. All right, good. So then I just put a piece of wood in my oven. I see that it's almost empty, but you can start to connect with your body. And feel your body, how it is sitting here. And maybe send a wave of gratitude through your body. It's such an amazing tool in this world to experience it, to use it. And often we take it for granted. And invite your physical body to relax. If there is any part dense or in tension, so that it can relax and be open and soft, so that your breath can move freely through your body in and out. And expand your awareness into your etheric body. Also allowing this layer to relax and open. And even further into the emotional body. And without putting any pressure, just speaking out this invitation to relax deeper. And expand your awareness even further into the mental body. And also allow this part of your system to relax, to open, and to soften. Allow your breath to move freely through these layers of your body, like the wind would move through the leaves of the tree. And with your next breath, expand even a bit further into the realm of the spiritual body. And notice the spaciousness there, the vastness. And being connected to all your bodies, imagine yourself outside in nature, in a very beautiful nature space. Can be a place you know, can be a place which just appears in your imagination. And trust that your inner guidance shows you a very beautiful nature place. And it can be near the ocean or in the mountains, in a desert, in fields, next to a lake, a river, or somewhere in the heavens. And just sense how the love for this beautiful nature place fills your whole system. And where you kind of almost overflow by this beauty and by the joy being in this beauty. And imagine a sphere in front of you, which you fill with your love. And you send this love to the earth, into the center of the earth. Your love for Mother Nature. And open your system, because Mother Nature will send her love back to you. She loves you. You are her child, no matter what. And let this love from Mother Earth touch every cell, fill every cell, and fill every space between the cells. And totally filled with this love, it just flows out of your system into your surrounding. It is limitless, never ending. And without losing this connection, imagine yourself in the night, looking up into the sky and noticing this countless stars. This amazing heaven and sky with countless stars and planets. And feel your love towards this mystery. And when your whole system is filled with this gratitude and awe to the heavens, put your love for Father Sky into a sphere and send it into the center of the universe, where Father Sky receives your love. And then in the next moment, be open to receive the love back from Father Sky. You are his child. He loves you. He loved you always and will love you always, no matter what. And allow every cell to receive this unconditional love. And the space between the cells is also filled with this love. And it's a never-ending flow of love which just pours out of your pores, of your skin, into your surrounding. And for a moment, become aware of the love between Mother Earth, Father Sky, and yourself. This holy triangle. Which is the secret for connecting with the divine spark and where miracles are possible. And with your next breath, be aware of your head and have this intention that your awareness moves down from your head into your throat. And see, sense, and feel the throat from inside. So where you sit inside the throat, sensing this fleshy, wet environment, also the tubes there. And after being there, very present, have this intention that you move further down with your awareness to the backside of your heart. And maybe you are immediately there, or maybe you see yourself going downstairs, taking an elevator, or whatever appears in your intuition. And from the backside of your heart, imagine a little opening in the heart, like a door just opening, and you see light coming out from the heart. And when you see this light, and when you connect with this light, you become aware of a magnetic pull and allow this magnetic pull to become stronger and stronger, and it builds and it builds until it's so strong that it sucks you in. And you find yourself inside your heart. And inside your heart, you follow your intuition, which guides you into the sacred space of your heart. And maybe there is light, maybe it's only a little bit light, maybe it's bright, or maybe it's dark. And if it's dark, you can just ask there to be light. And maybe it happens, and maybe it stays dark. Doesn't really matter. Just take a moment to really feel this particular space in your heart. And with your next breath, allow your inner wisdom and your intuition to guide you into the tiny space in the sacred space of your heart. And for some, this can feel like being lifted up, or for some, it feels as going somehow into something deeper. And trust your intuition and notice the difference. This is a very holy, pure, complete space where everything what exists is deeply connected. And now I invite you to connect your heart with your mind by putting the tip of your tongue behind your teeth towards the top of your mouth. Very soft touching. Just for a moment, be aware of this coming together of the heart and the mind. And with your next breath, imagine all of us which are now present here in this call, and also Arjun, who will watch that later. We are all building a circle in a sacred place. And including Maitri as well. So that we are all building this holy circle, impeccable and pure, where everything which supports us now is present, and all qualities which would not support us are not with us. And for a moment, have this intention to connect with your mental body, and especially with the indigo frequency, which is the frequency where these teachings are transmitted. And now see, sense, and feel in the middle of our circle a new shape. It's another platonic solid, and it's called icosahedron. And it doesn't matter if you know how this shape looks like. Just see, sense, and feel this icosahedron filling with the frequency of the color red, and now filling your entire mental body. Allow your mental body to totally expand into this shape. This shape, which is composed out of 20 triangles and holds the quality of expansion. And now see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color red is leaving the icosahedron, and the frequency of the color orange is filling the icosahedron. An orange icosahedron vibrating in your mental body. Creativity expanding. Sensuality expanding. Being able to work in a team also expanding. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color orange and perceive how the frequency of the color yellow is filling the icosahedron. And allow your mental body to totally expand into this 20 triangles. This is how it feels when clarity gets space and can expand. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color yellow. And see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color green is filling the icosahedron. Where healing can expand in your mental body. Into all directions. This shape is almost like a sphere, but almost it has triangle faces. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color green. And perceive how the frequency of the color blue is filling the icosahedron. deep communication, deep expression, relaxation, all expanding in your mental body. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color blue and perceive how the frequency of the color purple is filling the icosahedron. Intuition and wisdom expanding in your mental body. Allow your mental body to stretch into each face of this shape, into all directions, to the back, to the front, the bottom, the top, left and right. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color purple. And see, sense, or feel how the frequency of the color white is filling the icosahedron. Oneness, unity, expanding. Allow your mental body to stretch and expand into this unique quality. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color white. And also let go of the icosahedron. And for a moment, notice how your mental body feels when it's vibrating freely. And we continue, we move on to the next seven shape grid. And this will be the structure of the quality of surrender. See, sense, and feel in the center of our circle a red cube coming from the front and entering your first chakra. Allow this quality of vital stability vibrate in your root chakra. And with your next breath, perceive in the center of the circle an orange cube, and how it comes from the front and enters your second chakra. Notice this unique quality, how it registers in your system. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow cylinder is coming from the front and entering your solar plexus chakra. Direct flow of clarity in your solar plexus. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a green cylinder is coming from the front and entering your heart space. Direct, immediate flow of healing in your heart center. And with your next breath, perceive how a blue cylinder is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. Direct, powerful flow in your throat. And with your next breath, perceive how a purple cube is coming from the front, entering your third eye. Stability and wisdom in your sixth chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel how a white cube is coming from the front, entering your crown chakra. The combination of oneness, unity, and stability in your seventh chakra. And for a moment, expand your awareness, including your entire chakra system. Embodying the seven shape grid of surrender. two cubes in the base, two cubes in the top, and three cylinders in the middle. Open your entire system to receive the deep wisdom of this frequency code. Now vibrating in its purity in your system. And with your next breath, let go of all the seven shapes towards your back. See how they are leaving your system and how they just disappear. And for a moment, allow your system to vibrate freely. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel a red megaphone cone in the center of our circle, coming from the front and entering your root chakra. A red megaphone cone in your root chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how an orange megaphone cone is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Allow this area to notice this unique quality. Creativity amplifying. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow beak cone is coming from the front, entering your third chakra. Notice this unique combination of clear focus in your solar plexus. And with your next breath, perceive how a green beak cone is coming from the front and entering your heart space. Focused healing in your heart center. And And with your next breath, perceive how a blue megaphone cone is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. Notice this unique quality of a blue megaphone cone in your throat. Communication and expression reaching far out. With your next breath, perceive how a purple megaphone cone is coming from the front and entering your sixth chakra. A purple megaphone cone vibrating freely in your third eye. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a white cylinder is coming from the front, entering your seventh chakra. Immediate, direct, powerful flow of oneness consciousness in your crown. And for a moment, expand your awareness and include your entire chakra system, which is now vibrating in the frequency code of compassion. In a relaxed way, just be open so that the wisdom and insights of this unique combination is deeply imprinted in your system. Compassion vibrating in your system. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how all the seven shapes are leaving your system towards the back, disappearing and allow your system to vibrate freely without any particular information. and become aware of your physical body. Notice your hands and your feet and the room you're sitting in. And maybe you want to drink or stretch or move for a moment. So this is the code of compassion, where you have this combination of megaphone cones, speak cones, and on the top, the direct flow. That was the last one. I know it was a lot in a row. And this is the one of surrender. I love it a lot, these cubes. And then in the center, the cylinders where this direct flow happens. But you know, the surrender can happen when there is stability on the top and stability on the base. And there is the flow. I find this quite interesting. Yeah, and then we had this new shape, and I have one, but this is over the time, it got a bit bumps in it. That's the model of it, but I will show you also another graphic. So it has 20 of these triangle faces. And it's also a platonic solid because it has only equal faces. And I just share my screen and show it to you here. Can you see it? Can you see the graphic? Mm-hmm. All right, that's the icosahedron. Mm-hmm. 20 exactly equal triangles. It's a bit like a crystal. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, the quality is really this expansion. So astrology, for example, Jupiter is the same principle, expansion. Or what always comes to my mind, when you would drop a water onto a paper, it just expands. Water expanding. This is the quality of the icosahedron. So you would apply it always when there is something which is there and which you want to make bigger and expand. So it doesn't change something. So you want that, what you want to expand and grow needs already to be there in a certain amount or a certain quality. So for example, you wouldn't put it on an empty bank account because it would expand emptiness, an empty account, yeah? You would put it maybe on a plant where it's already there and you want it to see grow, or where you have a skill, maybe a skill, and you want to expand the skill, but it's already there. So that's really important. Something which is already there, help it to expand. This is the quality of and the wisdom of this shape. And it's almost a shape, but it's kind of, it's a bit more solid and stable, like a sphere. The sphere is moving and doesn't have any preference to any side. But this kind of knows what it wants. It is distinguished. It has 20 shape faces and expands it. Yeah. So it's also like, could also be seen in the breathing. Breathing is also, when you breathe out, it's also expanding. So that's the principle. So we only have 2 minutes, but is there a question or anything you need in order to move with that into the week? And of course, in Telegram, there's also always space to ask or to share.
I was right now in the toilet when you guys started talking about it. I just heard it like through the open doors, but like I was really kind of surprised. I had to laugh in the meditation in the grid of surrender because I really expected it to be more flowing. And it's like 4 solid cubes. I mean, the cylinders have like a lot of flow actually, but it really surprised me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting.
But it also shows that you need to have some stability in order to really surrender. That, I mean, yeah. In a way it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I was also thinking about a lot, because David Data, I know he talks a lot about like the sacred masculine and feminine, which I know in the shapes and grids, it's not really like, it doesn't include that, or it's not important because it's transcending it. But for him, like one of the like feminine qualities, not woman qualities, but feminine qualities, is surrender. And it's like one of the really big ones that he says, is like one of the ways how the feminine opens their heart and opens to the divine. And I was always like, yeah, like I have to flow, I have to surrender. No. So now thinking about it, I'm like, oh no, I actually need different qualities to be able to surrender in like a healthy way. No.
Yeah.
Mm. Super interesting.
And I mean, that's, I would say, if you translate it into relationship, most of the time you have a more easy way to surrender when you feel held. When there is some stability there, then you are able to totally surrender. So that's the combination. Yeah, and I find it quite interesting in this grid. So when I came across that the first time and went, that's how it works.
Yeah, same. I was really laughing. Sitting there, I'm like, oh, like I have this construct in my head. But if I look at it on the energetic level,
yep.
Something.
I'm really curious what you will kind of find out when you apply it, when you experiment with it. And yeah, great. So I want to really be on time and wish you happy exploring and applying and finding out and sharing, and see you in a week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, have
thank you. Bye.